is easy. 105.9 and 100.7. I'm Scott Richards, and it's time for our weekly chat with South Strand internist Dr. Brian Adler is with us. Welcome, Dr. Adler. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a good day to talk about cancer screening, and apparently a lot of people are coming to you asking for cancer screening. There's no simple fix for that, but you do a lot of things.
Good morning, Scott. Yes, we see many people coming in with the question, how do I know I don't have cancer, or what can you do to check me for cancer, what kinds of tests would I need, or doc, can you just run everything possible and just tell me whether or not I have cancer?
Now, that, of course, is not really a possibility to do the complete, absolute, and put our minds at ease. But what is it that you can do that will help people in their quest for this good health?
So the most important thing is looking at what the potential risk factors are and really trying to zero in on, you know, where you would want to most obviously look. Now, for folks 50 years of age and older, there are very well-publicized screening tests that are very common. Most people are quite aware of mammograms, mm-hmm. colonoscopies, and checking prostates and all that sort of thing. And again, for many, many other cancers, unfortunately, we don't always necessarily have good screening tools and tests. But again, I think the important thing when I talk with and sit with patients, number one, is get a family history, because many folks have a family history of cancers. Many don't. Mm-hmm. Others, again, getting a good background of their exposure and their environment. So, for example, in many older folks, they may have smoked in the past. They may have worked around asbestos or chemicals, or they've been in environments where they've had some kind of toxic exposures, which is important. The diet and, again, what their lifestyle and their overall health, because some of these things do put people at some risk.
Well, what sort of diet issues or their overall health put them at more risk?
Well, again, people who tend to be overweight.
Okay.
And people who tend to have what we call inflammatory diets. This is a little controversial, but there's some evidence to suggest that certain diets sort of trigger the body towards inflammation of some form, and that can manifest in different ways in different people. So some people might get heart disease, or some people might get arthritis, and other people might get cancer. So again, that's a little bit of a gray zone, but I think more importantly, trying to identify the risk that some people may have. One example would be someone who there's a very strong family history of pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
And again, that tends to come on for some people as early as their 50s. I've seen it earlier, but 50s on up is the age group where that's possible. Unfortunately, we don't have screening tests to identify that early. We don't have a blood test. But, you know, for a strong family history of pancreatic cancer, even though insurance companies may not pay it, sometimes we will do scans and look at the pancreas and periodically check that to try to identify something small and treatable early.
Okay.
So that's an example of sort of a focused approach to a particular cancer where someone might have risk.
Now, when you talk about family history, and let's talk pancreatic cancer, for example, are you talking multiple people in the family or a parent? You know, how critical is it to look at that?
Very. If it's in first-degree relatives, mom, dad, okay. brother, sister, that's a very significant history. If you've got that throughout the family, obviously those risks go up dramatically. Individuals who have one form of cancer in the family are also at higher risk for other kinds of cancers as well. Mm. So, again, I think there are certain things that do put people in a somewhat higher risk group. So again, looking or trying to identify the higher risk group patients, for example, again, smokers, prior smokers, people middle age and older. One of the other common forms of cancer is bladder cancer. And again, sometimes early signs of that could be seen as either blood in the urine or some urinary symptoms. And again, being very careful to watch and monitor and actually try to, you know, identify someone who could have bladder cancer early, again, is an important way of, again, trying to identify cancer and treating it when it's still at a treatable stage. Now, you know, we are sort of at the cusp of genetics in medicine, and we're beginning to see that already in certain circumstances. So one example where genetics in medicine is actually changing the course of treatment is in, for example, women with a very strong family history of breast cancer. Mother had it, grandmother had it, mm-hmm. sister had it. Now with these new genetic testing that's available, if that individual has positive gene abnormalities for breast cancer, some people are electively having mastectomies before they even have breast cancer. So that's an example where genetics in high-risk people can make a very big difference in how we treat or potentially prevent. Another example, again, this is just some of the early things that are happening. We have a test now. It doesn't really replace the colonoscopy, but there's a test that's advertised on television called Cologuard. And this is a genetic test on the stool. So the test is you put a stool sample into a little box and you mail it off and they run it and they detect possible cancer genetically in the stool sample. So that's, again, another tool that we have now where genetics are beginning to play a role in early diagnosis and maybe treatment. So, again, I think I guess the message today is for anyone who has those concerns, you know, sit down with your physician, make sure they get a family history, and sit and review, you know, what are the more practical ways to look for cancer. For example, many times I'll see a woman who's not had pap smears or female exams for years and years and years. And then, you know, some of these individuals will get uterine cancer that could have been entirely preventable, you know, if they had been examined or checked at an earlier stage. So many have just not seen healthcare providers, or they don't have routine checks. Some people just go to the doctor when they have a problem, and they don't do any kind of routine sort of preventive measures. So again, I guess the message is sit down with your physician if you have these questions. He should ask you anyway, and really address and look at cancer screening and cancer prevention and appropriate testing for individuals who may be at higher risk.
So really what we're doing is basic preventive medicine. Just don't wait. Start now. And in some ways, you develop a baseline. All right, you're healthy. Everything's fine. And so it's easy along the way to find any little things happening. And that's where you want to start with all health-related things, but especially with cancer, because if you wait too long, it's literally too late. And I'm going to guess that most of the time when you're talking to people and you're doing screenings, it's not terrible news. We're either finding you're in good shape or it's early, we can take care of this.
That's correct. And again, another perfect example, and again, many insurance companies now are covering these things because they recognize that the early detection is important, particularly with Medicare and some of the other insurance companies. For people who are heavy smokers or long-term smokers, they will cover a what they call a low-dose CAT scan of the lung. Mm-hmm. And again, this is a screening tool to try to identify or look for early growth in the lung that could be an early sign of lung cancer. So again, smokers and people, again, who are, you know, in smoking for many years, doing a baseline CAT scan to try to identify early cancer is another appropriate test to be done that is typically covered by insurance.
Well, it is all towards our better health and long-term thinking. Dr. Adler, great information as always. And folks, if you want to get a start and you haven't had these screenings and you haven't had a conversation with a doctor, get in touch with South Strand Internists or Strand Urgent Care. That's Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff. And Dr. Adler, it's always a pleasure. And we will, of course, have this podcast available on our website and on your website so people can go back and get this good information. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week or the week after.
Thank you.
McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious. They could